My name is Aisha Metwali. I'm in the 5th grade at Pittsburgh Allegheny K-5. The name of my story is Fright Night. Have you ever been terrified in the middle of the night? I have, and that's where my story comes in. One night, I was watching a scary movie. After the movie was over, I went straight to bed. I altered into my PJs and went under the covers, nor was sleeping like a bunny, or so I thought. I tried closing my eyes, but I couldn't sleep. I waited and waited and waited for morning, but it just didn't come fast enough. All this waiting made me hungry. I went down to get a little snack. When I went back up, Noor was gone. I looked everywhere for her. "Noor, where are you?" I whispered. Suddenly, I heard a loud noise coming from the closet. Creak! I slowly opened the closet door. Then suddenly, boo! Noor jumped out of the closet screaming. "Ah!" I screamed. I had never been so scared in my life. I was so afraid I fainted. My parents heard my loud scream and came bolting into our room. But before my parents came into the room, Noor somehow managed to jump into bed and pretend she was asleep again. My parents saw me lying there on the floor. My brawny dad picked me up and gently placed me on my soft bed. The next morning, I was so afraid I didn't want to wake up. I opened my eyes a little, then shut them right back. Seconds later, Noor saw me open my eyes and tried to wake me up. "Aya! Aya! Aya, wake up!" she yelled. I slowly opened my eyes and saw Noor right in front of my face. I sat up and bumped straight into her broad forehead. "Ouch!" we yelled at the same time. When I got up, I commenced to yell at her very firmly. "What do you think you were doing? Couldn't you see I was scared enough already?" Noor started to chuckle. Then she let out a big blurt and she laughed so hard she started rolling on the floor. "What is so funny?" I asked. You should have seen your face," she replied, while laughing as hard as she could. "Have you gone mad?" I asked. "Little bit," she replied. "What?" There was no answer. She was still rolling around on the floor. You know, sometimes I forget how clever my sister is. I learned to never watch a scary movie before bed again.